Spotlight.
Good evening and a warm welcome to our listeners on Akashvani in this program Spotlight. Today, we bring you a special program of international significance and we are joined by senior journalist Shri K.V. Prasad in the studio to give us an in-depth discussion to clarify what happened on the June 12th air crash where more than 265 people died and how to improve air safety. Mr. Prasad, a warm welcome to you on this program.
Thank you, Arjun.
Well, let's begin by understanding the nature and gravity of this accident, Mr. Prasad. There were people who were in the plane, passenger and crew, part of the airplane's manifest. And of course, there were people on the ground, all of whom suffered because the Dreamliner 785 crashed. What were the reasons and what can be done about it?
Well, I think as we look forward from what happened in the last 48 hours, I mean, 48 hours ago, this a little more than 48 to be precise, people are still trying to find out what exactly went wrong. If you look at the swirl of information that's doing on social media, you will come across many theories. But all those theories are theories. Unless the investigation is conducted in the proper manner, as it has already begun, by the concerned authorities. When I say concerned authorities, the Director General of Civil Aviation, which is tasked with the task, the Aircraft Investigation Accident Board, which has already got into motion, plus a host of international investigators are going to lend support. Because remember, the platform, which is the Boeing, is an American platform. The Boeing would be interested. The engine manufacturers would be interested to find out what exactly went wrong. Then there is the International Civil Aviation Organization, ICAO, which puts up the National Security Transportation Board, which comes into play. The Federal Aviation Authorities come into play. And of course, we have heard information coming from British investigators are going to join to investigations. So all of them will lend support to this. So the question is, everybody's interested to know why it happened. Theories are abound. We can continue to discuss those theories, but the conclusive evidence cannot be arrived at till the black box, as it is known as, the cockpit voice recorder plus the digital flight data recorder, is decoded. So that will take time.
So let's try and understand what's happening on the ground, because the administration has to deal with the victims and their families. So you have to ensure that the bodies are properly identified. There is DNA matching. There is compensation paid to the next of kin of the deceased concerned. There's an entire mess that has to be handled properly with due care as well. Could you give us an insight for our listeners? What's happening on the ground at the crash site and away from the crash site?
First and foremost, we have to extricate the bodies which are trapped in the debris. Right, that's going to be a difficult task. Remember, we all know the kind of fireball that emerged because there was a fuel in those tanks. It burst into a fireball. So bodies, as we hear reports are saying, are charred beyond recognition. So DNA is a legal and also a scientific way to establish who is the next of kin so that the legal process kicks in. It's a humongous task in the sense to try and get, and that's why if you remember on day one, that is 2 days ago when it happened, the government of Gujarat and others, civil aviation said, the next of kin should come to the nearest, wherever the civil hospital was, to give the DNA samples, because that's the only way you can establish a connect between the people who lost their lives in the accident and the next of kin. I think that's something which we need to wait and see the results come across as we go.
Well, let's now hear from what the Minister of Civil Aviation, Ram Mohan Naidu, had to say in a press conference today in New Delhi, specifically on DNA testing.
The DNA testing is happening on one side so that the bodies can be identified and be given to the respected families. So the government of Gujarat is coordinating with that. They are on the ground since the time of the crash and they have been facilitating with all the efforts, all the measures that are required. So once the DNA testing is confirmed, the bodies are being given to the respected families. The documentation and the procedure needs to be followed. We are ensuring that there doesn't be any lapse in the process or the protocol that needs to be followed.
So there's an entire responsibility of matching the bodies against the next of kin, the family members who clearly require counseling as well. Because one travels to London, it was a London-bound international flight and the plane crashed. There was a loss of a lift in the aeroplane itself. There are a lot of emotions attached to foreign travel. So how do you deal with those who are the family members? How do you console them? How do you bring comfort into their lives?
I think also this is a very issue which is one has to deal with sensitivity. Because as you rightly mentioned, there is human emotions. There are people who lost their near and dear ones, killed in an air crash. Some we've read stories about people who were traveling for the first time, connecting families. People change flights to be there. We also read the story of a person who missed the flight and thankful to Providence to escape. We also see the person who came out alive out of this ghastly. So, there's something amazing that such miracles do happen. But the fact remains, the sensitivity on part of the government is well demonstrated. We've heard reports about how the government of the Gujarat is handling this issue, trying to reach out to families, bring the comfort level. There's nothing you can do to compensate the loss of a loved ones. But yes, try and be as sensitive and try and see the level of comfort, and they're less, as if they're in trauma. So reduce the trauma, be with them.
We'll be joined now by Chirag Burunia, who is a correspondent in Ahmedabad, where the ghastly accident took place at the Ahmedabad International Airport runway itself. Good to have you on the program, which is very traumatic for the victims of this accident. Chirag, could you give us the latest update on the DNA reports and, of course, the death certificates which will have to be issued to the next of kin of the deceased?
As the Honorable Minister and the respected guest mentioned, the DNA matching process is actively underway at the Ahmedabad Civil Hospital. Three teams of 36 forensic experts are currently conducting the DNA sample analysis. As of now, 248 relatives' blood samples have been collected to aid in the identification. And on 13th June, yesterday, 8 bodies were identified, but all these 8 bodies were the not the onbound crew members or onbound guests. These bodies were the residents from the vicinity of the crash site. As on 14th June, today, 11 another bodies have been identified, and out of 11, 9 bodies already have been handed over to the next kin. And as you mentioned, the birth certificate and all the arrangements, the state government health department has made arrangement of 5 teams, approximately 100 specialists of doctors, then assistants, drivers. Total 192 ambulances have been arranged for the transportations of the dead bodies and to help the family members.
Chirag, clearly the challenges before the administration is quite difficult, because you have those who were part of the passenger and the crew of the plane, and then of course those who are on the ground as well. So make the identification is always a very, very big challenge. How are the bodies being handed over to the families? What type of protocols are being followed, because the family members in their bereavement also want the bodies to carry out the rituals and the ceremonies which accompany anyone who has died?
First and foremost challenge is the matching the DNA samples, because of there was extremely high temperature resulting from the plane crash, and matching of the DNA samples is becoming pretty difficult because very left, very mere part of the body left over after that. Second thing, as you have mentioned, the government of Gujarat and the health department is taking extreme care and extreme sensitivity while handling the bodies and while supporting the family members for the, for example, Gujarat government has extended the complete support to provide all the legal documents, including death certificate, accidental death report, police investigation reports, post-mortem reports, apart from that, DNA reports, all all the personal belongings found on the body. So government is taking extreme care with utmost sensitivity.
Well, thank you so much, Chirag Baronia, for giving us the latest updates on the ground in Ahmedabad. Let's go back to our senior journalist, KV Prasadji. We just heard what's happening on the ground. There's more than one legal document to be issued. A lot of organization is being taking place. Despite the difficulties, science playing a very important role in identifying who's who in terms of body identification, DNA matching. The latest scientific reports are being generated. All this having said, could you just tell us about how important air safety is, Mr. Prasad, and what is being done about that in real time?
Well, I think, Arjun, we all know, all of us are travelers, and many of us are travelers on air, and travel, of course, has a hazard. But then air travel is supposed to be one of the safest in terms of, and there has a lot of accent on air safety. The fact is, it's well established. But when accidents like this occur, it alerts not just the country where the accident took place or the airlines to the country which it belonged, but across the globe, because this is something which affects everybody in the world. You just can't deny the fact that wherever you are, you notice that a plane went down, a plane like Dreamliner 7878 went down, took down so many lives. So this is something which every aviation person connected with the industry would like to understand and go into deeply to make sure that such a thing doesn't happen ever again.
KV Prasadji, will the black box decode, once it's downloaded and analyzed by all the teams, including the multidisciplinary team set up by the central government, you also have the DGCA inquiry, you also have the investigation being carried out by the owners of the airline, the company itself. Do you see it being able to give you reliable information in terms of the flaps on the wings, whether deployed or not, what was happening to the deployment of the wheels of the plane itself, what was the response of the pilot, what was the response of the co-pilot, very briefly?
Well, Arjun, the fact remains, we've all seen a swirl of theories on the internet. People are free to throw up the theories, but the fact is, it is the black box, as it is called, the digital flight data recorder, which is going to give you a scientific information. Based on it, this is like a criminal investigation or investigation by forensic experts, people who are experts in it, who are going to match every bit of evidence. And by the way, the debris that is lying across, sprued across a few thousand meters or 100 meters, will have to be collected and carefully collated against the evidence and theories that are available and match. The question you mentioned, whether the flap was down, the landing gear was up or not, why was it? They're going to match everything. It's going to be scientifically examined. Timeline, of course. Internationally, the first decoding should normally, according to aviation experts, should take anything between 12 to 14, about 2 weeks to 4 weeks, roughly. That's the estimation. But the final investigation can take even as long as 48 months, because this is something which is not going to be in a hurry. You've got to have a scientific explanation. You've got to adduce every piece of evidence to your theory and validate it.
And finally, what's the compensation going to be like? How is the insurance companies going to be involved so that the bereaved are get some solace from what's the nature of the incident?
Well, I think the fact remains, death of a very, very close personal relative is cannot be compensated per se. But of course, there are financial compensation that kicks in automatically, because the moment you buy a ticket, there are certain regulations. Plus, we also see the carrier announce a certain amount of compensation to be paid to each of the next of kin. As I said, fair enough, you get compensated, but the loss of life is something that can never be compensated for life.
But then, of course, if you're a breadwinner, you are an important member of the family. From economic terms, it is important.
It's supporting, definitely. It's supporting. But as I said, these are legal issues. They'll work it out.
Well, thank you so much, KV Prasadji, for being with us on Spotlight and giving us latest updates on what's happening in this devastating accident that took place on June 12, Dreamliner 787.
Spotlight.